Alrighty. Y'all like my socks? I put on some special socks this morning. Kind of a different look there for everybody. Everybody got a seat? Okay. Alright, I want to talk to you about what it means to be in Christ. When I was at college at Baylor University, one of the things I had to do is I had to write a paper about being in Christ. That phrase, it's one of the most popular phrases in the New Testament writings of Paul. He would say, for instance, 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, you ever hear that? Over, you just look sometime in any book of the New Testament that Paul wrote, he will talk about being in Christ. As a matter of fact, last night I was reading a scripture because I was thinking about what I wanted to talk to you about from Colossians. And Paul said this in Colossians 3, verse 3. He says, for you died to this life, now listen to this, and your real life is hidden with Christ in God. We're hidden in Christ? What does that mean? Well, let me see if I can picture it. Okay, let's just say this is me, Bill Ashburn, okay? And I'm just Bill Ashburn, and I'm living life, and I decide to accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior. The Bible would say that when I did that, that I would be becoming in Christ. And so let's look. Here's me with all my problems and all my sins. And I accept Jesus, and we put Bill in there, and let's pretend this is Jesus. It's a Bible. I know that, okay? So where is Bill right now? This is Jesus. Where is Bill right now? Huh?
In Jesus.
In Jesus. Good. Yes. Yes. He's in Christ. Do you see my sins? No. Who do you see?
Jesus.
So my life is hidden in Christ. When you become a Christian, that is becoming in Christ or in Jesus. In other words, your life is surrendered to His, and you don't see you, you see Him. So here's my challenge. My challenge is for you to think about, have you ever accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Because the Bible says that when you do that, when you believe that He died for you, and you believe that He was resurrected from the dead for you, that your life is in Jesus. And you're hidden. Okay? So next time you see the phrase, in Christ, you're going to think about Bill being hidden in his Bible. Right?
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's pray. Lord, I thank you for these kids, and they're so special, but they're even more special because of what you can do in them and through them. And I thank you so much for them. And may they live a life that is worthy. In Jesus' name, amen.